David.
I always associate it with the word coolness. I like coolness, but you haven't mentioned that word. Is that something?
I have mentioned it.
You did mention it?
Yes.
What does that mean to you? To me, it means that you coolly react to the emotions, or you're even-minded, even-tempered. Is that what you mean?
I have mentioned it already, but also the next chapter is called Fire, Heat and Coolness.
Okay, fine.
Also, back in the days when Ajahn Kusalo used to live here, he used to run a lot of the family events. It was very creative, not only with family events, but also with the computer technology. And he made these little pixelated pictures of the Buddha in a freezer with the kind of icicles dripping down from various, as if he was sitting in a refrigerator, saying, "Nibbana is totally cool. Meditate and chill out." And the kind of, so those were around Amravati for here and there, and a few different surfaces for a few years, and other things like that. So yeah, coolness. In the fire sermon, that second section of the fire sermon where you have all the Nibbindatis, if you've joined in the chanting and meditation, where in the third of the Buddha's main discourses, the original discourses, the third one is called the Adityapariya Sutta, the fire sermon. And in the second half of that, then it's talking about becoming dispassionate. So with respect to the eye, to eye consciousness, to eye contact and the feelings of pleasure or pain and neutral feeling that arise based upon eye consciousness, the mind becomes cool, Nibbindati. There's lots of that repetition of the word Nibbindati, meaning cooling down or being dispassionate. And so that Nib, N-I-B-B, is the meaning of that is cooling or the going out of the fire, the